This is In the Dirt with Asodu.
All right, we're here at Digital Dealer. You know who he is, Todd Caputo.
Caputo on cars.
Hey,
we're gonna have my black hat on.
We're gonna watch out because Kyle's really hangry right now.
I'm angry.
I'm ready.
He burned 1,100 calories so far today, and it's only noon.
I'm like, where's my conference chicken?
I better watch what I say.
Todd, how long has it been since you've been to a Digital Dealer?
Three, 4 years. Yeah, about three or four years. It's always great to see people in the business from all parts of it get together.
Yeah.
And these conferences, I love them. I mean, obviously, I can't get away from it, right? I'm here.
I love it. You came down and you visited your 102-year-old grandmother yesterday.
Yeah, she's 102 next week. And I'm like, well, if she's going to be 102 and Digital Dealer's going on, I got to get in the car and drive to Tampa. So I drove 9 hours yesterday.
Did you really?
Hey, man, I drove 9 hours.
Had to, right? Yeah. You love just driving, right?
Airports are kind of a pain, so.
They are kind of a pain. Yeah. Well, listen, last time you were here as a dealer.
Yes.
You're not here as a dealer this time
around. Yeah, I'm
actually
happy because I'm not going to get hassled when I walk through the...
Right. You just fly through. You're like, how did I get through that quick?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, that being said, though, coming now on the industry partner consultant side, what are some of the things that you think people need to be paying attention to at this Digital Dealer Conference or at any conference for that matter?
You know, quote unquote AI, like everybody's talking about AI. I don't think it's really
I've heard about that.
Quite AI yet.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be getting there. I think that's important.
Have you seen AI like around the show floor yet? I know you just got here, Todd.
I still wonder like what the efficacy of something like that is to the business outcomes of a dealership. So
my litmus test, and you know me for a long time, is DISC. Does it sell cars? And at the end of the day, when I go to all these shows or I sit through conferences or I sit through speakers, at the end of the day, does it sell cars? Does it help in the service drive? Does it help serve a customer? And, you know, I think I talked about you with this before. There's so many products to help deliver a lead, a phone call, an up, somebody in the service drive. But how do people get handled and how do people get taken care of when they call on the phone or they fill out a form or they schedule an appointment online? Because at the end of the day, like, that's really all that matters. Dealers spend so much money. I used to spend a lot, right? Drive traffic to the site, people filling out lead forms, people calling on the phone. But if they're not handled properly and you don't know how they're being handled, then you're just wasting your time with a lot of these products. All these products you see for, everybody's talking about off-street buys, right? We got to buy cars off the street,
we got to buy cars off the street.
But who really has a process in their store and does it right and really chases people like for an extended period of time that want to sell their car? It can be months, right? In some cases, even longer.
Especially if you're soliciting them.
Well, yeah,
right, with marketing,
if you're soliciting them,
like,
and they fill out a form and they want to know what their car's worth, you don't know why. You don't know if they want to sell it. You don't know if they're thinking about trading it. You don't even know if they have a car that they want to maybe trade it in for. And or maybe they just owe a lot of money, or maybe they're just not sure. But, you know, I mystery shop dealers all the time because that's what I do now as a consultant. And one of the things, the first things I mystery shop is that form for the instant cash offer on the car or the range or the trade-in form, something, because I like to see the kind of follow-up that goes in after the fact. And usually what I see is effort for like 24 to 48 hours, and if you respond, they'll respond back. But if you just go cold for a reason, like, which is what I do, there is no real follow-up at all. And there's so much money spent on this software, so much money spent in advertising to drive traffic to websites, and when there's not proper follow-up, you're just wasting your money as a dealer anyways.
No, it's reminiscent of a lot of the conversations we were having around NADA when talking about getting back to basics, talking about those things. And I think that is the allure of most shows, is that there's a lot of shiny lights and flashy things, right? And a lot of motivated salespeople, they're going to tell you, like, position like they should, right? Salespeople, as best their product can do for you. But the allure is to go home and start switching things out. And it's almost like if you're in the fixed ops department, you know, repair by replacement. Right? Like, oh, well, let's replace that, and let's replace that. And the car still has the problem sometimes if it's not diagnosed properly.
I totally agree. And, you know, another thing, too, that's important in our industry, we've had a lot of people come into the industry in the last few years. And the last few years have not really been reality in this business.
Right.
And anybody that's been in the business a long time, you guys understand what I'm talking about. We're still not in the reality of the business. I don't care what anybody says.
So
it's COVID babies on the vendor side, and it's COVID babies on the dealer side, too. It's both.
Hear that yet. Right.
So, like, that's like, I try to educate people about like what it's really like at a car dealership when you really got to grind for a sale, okay? And you really got to really work hard. And I think it's important for vendors to truly understand too what the culture is like in a car dealership and what business is really like pre-COVID, because it will get back to that. I can guarantee it. It's just a matter of time.
A little more every day.
A little bit more every day. We're seeing it now. And it, when it comes, it's going to be a lot more challenging for people. People are going to have to really get scrappy on the vendor side, on the dealer side, and get back to basics.
Well, Todd, as usual, it's great to have you on the show floor speaking a little.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
Love and tough truth
into
the reality.
I'm looking forward to tonight. I am very excited. Yeah.
I want to show you the show.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a sneak peek, and I wasn't allowed to get one. Like, I can't wait till it's 6. Is it 6:30 tonight?
6:30 tonight.
Yeah, yep. I'm psyched. I mean, I just drove 9 hours to be down here. So
that's amazing.
No, I'm excited. It's
every
good to
dealer,
see you guys.
Every dealer I've told about the show have been like, you've seen the light turn on. Like, yes, we need that in the industry. So it'll be fun to actually like show people a little bit of what kind of we've been dreaming
we've been
up
seeing,
and what we think the industry
it'll
needs.
Absolutely. Good to see you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks. Awesome.
Let's go get some chicken.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to In the Dirt with Asodu. We love the automotive industry and the people who make it run day in and day out. We would love to connect with you more through our Daily Dose of Fun, a free email that you can sign up for at asotu.com. That's ASOTU.com. We put our heart and soul into it every day. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time for more conversations in the dirt with Asodu.